The last couple of days, we've been talking about the Braisa here on Daf Tesem and Beis. The focus of our discussion has been how to get Adim to sign if they don't know how to write the letters. What do we do? That seems to be most of the focus of the Braisa, right? Braisa says, Adim Shein Yodim Lachta Mekarim Lehem Yachalok Memala Mesakron Diyo. That's the ik. Now the question is, when does that apply? Right? Does it apply to Shashtar? Does it apply to Gitei Noshim, etc.? But that's the basic discussion. Right? That's the basic discussion. At least when it comes to Gittin, we're going to be Mekil to allow the Eidim to fill it in. And of course, the question is Ksavah Gav Ksavah? Is it not Ksavah? Like, how do we do this? How do we obviate the problem on Daf Yutes that Ksavah Gav Ksavah does not work for the Chasimah Seder? But the Braisa itself, from the discussion of the Gemara, the Braisa itself was missing something. Braisa adds something which implies that there was something missing. And that is, the Braisa says, Eidim Shein Yodim Likros Karen Lefneim Echosim, Shein Yodim Lachto Mekarim Lehem Yarcholak, etc. So the question is, what is, like, that had nothing to do with the Braisa. It didn't say anything about Karen in the Braisa. Right? So where did that come up? Right? We're just mentioning Karen, but didn't say that Eidim Shein Yodim Likros, we do something. So the Braisa, so the Gemara says, here's what I'm saying. Bryce had said, "Ushakal Ashtaris and Yodim Likros Velachman Chosim Dunlavin Ein Chosim Likros Velachman." He mentioned anything about Kriya. He says the Gemara, "No, that also has to be put into the Bryce." Adam Shein Yodim Likros Karm Lefem Chosim. First of all, they don't know how to read, so then we can read the Shtar for them. Shein Yodim Lachman Karm Lehem Yarcholak, etc. The Gemara implies that the Braisa is teaching me not a chiddush. It's another chiddush. Aside from the chiddush that we can help the Edom sign their names, we can help them sign their names through the Mekarim Lehem Yarcholak, whatever that means, or the Kananel and Rashi, etc. But we can read the shtar for them also. They don't know what's in the shtar. We can read the shtar for them, and based on what we read, then they can sign the shtar. The chiddush. Very, very interesting chiddush. It's an extra chiddush that we see in the Braisa. So let's try to understand this halacha. How does that work? That we're karin lefeim v'chosim. So Tosus comments, karin lefeim v'chosim, v'lo havi eid mi p'eid. Tosus is immediately drawn to the kasha that everyone should be thinking of. How can Reuven read a shtar for Shimon? If Shimon doesn't know what it says in the shtar, how can Shimon sign in the shtar? L'chara eid, this means that you know what's in the shtar. How can you sign in the shtar that you don't know anything about it? Well, he doesn't know anything about it. Someone else told him what's in it. Yeah, but someone else is not him. Right, so how can Eidni P.A. work over here for the Kriyas Hashtar? So it says Tosfos, it works. V'lo havi Eidni P.A. She'ein tzrichin lahoyer al ikar ha-maisen, ela she'omer shekar kosu b'shtar. They're not being made on ikar ha-maisen. They're not being made on ikar ha-maisen. Who's the they? They are not being made. Right? She'ein tzrichin lahoyer al ikar ha-maisen. What, the Eidim who signed don't have to be made on ikar ha-maisen? That doesn't make much sense. Right, of course they have to be made on the Ikar Maisa. What is the Ikar Maisa over here, by the way? What's the Ikar Maisa? Gerushin. Well, they're not... Maybe they are made on the Gerushin ultimately. Maybe that's part of the koach of the Eidei Chasim and the Shtar to made on the Gerushin, but that's not the Ikar of what they're being made on. What's the Ikar Maisa for them?
That's
a Mishayiv, right? Bechora, the Ikar Maisa, it's not really Ikar Maisa. It's like a... You know, it's a phrase, but they don't really mean that. They mean Iker Hadover, right? The Iker Hadover in the Shtar is that there was a Tzivei Baal. The Baal was Mitzavah the Eidim to sign. He wants them to sign onto this Eidus Shebishtar. He says, Tosus, Ein Tzvichim Lohayir Al Iker HaMaisa. Not that the Eidim don't have to be made on the Tzivei Baal, Dasa Mischayev. Of course the Eidim have to be made on the Dasa Mischayev. The people who are reading don't have to be made on the Dasa Mischayim. They just have to be made what it says in the Shtar. That's how the Rashash understands Tosis, right? It's Parshat Pshat and Tosis. And Tzrichin Lohayir Al Ikar HaMaisa means the Korim don't have to be made on the Dasa Mischayim, on the Ikar Hadover of the Shtar. Not the Maisa. Don't get confused. I'm not talking about the Maisa Gerishim. Right, they don't have to be made on the Ikar Hadover on the Dasa Mischayev in the Shtar. And Lesha Omer, Shekar Kosa B'Shtar. All the Korim have to do is, they say, this is what it says. This is what it says in the Shtar. That's all they have to do. And the ADPA, it says, Taisus works for that kind of an Edis. They're not being made on Dasa Mischayev, they're only being made on Masha Kosa B'Shtar. And Eid Mipiyed is okay. Tosfos is not saying it's not Eid Mipiyed. He's saying the problem of Eid Mipiyed doesn't apply over here because it's not in the Ikar Adava. The Eidus is not on the Ikar Adava. It's just on what's written in the Shtar. So then the Psul of Eid Mipiyed doesn't apply. So what do you need? It says Tosfos, Uboi Shnayim Karim. So either you need two. Oh, Afilu Yochid could go and Rav Nachman and Misafi Didani, the Islu Aimsek, it'll come on the Perek Beis. A Yochid could work over here also. Because all you want to do is you want to establish what it says in the Shtar. So as long as the Yochid has an Eimsa the Rav, if you will. Right? Rav Nachman was the head of that Bezdin. So the Safri the Dayoni, the Safri the Rav Nachman had Eimsa the Rav, Eimsa the Rosh Bezdin. So as long as he has an Eimsa, so then there's no Chashash Meshaka. Mistama, that's good enough. That's good enough as an Eidus to know what it says in the Shtar. Okay, so this is how Tosis explains. That Karim Lefnim means they're simply reading, whoever's reading, whether it's two or whether it's one who has an Ema, they're reading and they're explaining what exactly it says in the Shtar. They're not being made on the Iker HaDover, so Eid Mipiyed is going to work. Eid Mipiyed is going to work because the Eidim can hear from them what it says in the Shtar. They're made on Das HaMeschayev, they're made on the Iker HaDover. The Eid Mipiyed is only on what's written in the Shtar. So that kind of Eidus, it's enough to have an Eid Mipiyed from two, from one who has Ema, that's sufficient. The question is, why is that sufficient? That's Eidus too, right? Isn't that Eidus too? Don't the Eidus Hasima have to know what's written in the Shtar? Like, what does that mean? What does that mean, that Eid Mipiyed works for this, like, secondary Eidus of what it says in the Shtar? So a number of Achronim, Rav Shach and his Sefer on the Rambam, and a group of Rashi Yeshivas, this is a popular approach. The Svara Pshuta of what Tosis is saying, we'll see some of the other Rishonim might not agree, but the Svara Pshuta of what Tosis is saying is that really, Me'ikar Adin, Eidim can sign onto a Shtar even if they don't know what's written in the Shtar. If they're told to sign onto the Shtar, the Baal tells them, you know, I want you to do this. I want you to sign onto the Shtar. He tells them what he wants to do. He wants to divorce his wife. And he says, I want you Eidim to sign onto the Shtar. Me'ikar Adin, that's an Eidus. That's all they need. They only need to know that the Baal told them to sign the Shtar, and the Baal claims that the Shtar says that he's divorcing his wife. With the Rabbanon, it's not right for the Eidim to sign on a Shtar that might not be true. Right? The Shtar could say anything. It could say, you know, Shimon owes Reuven $100. Right? It could say other things besides the Gerushin. It doesn't necessarily have to say the Gerushin. Maybe it's just a piece of paper. I don't know, a piece of paper with a person's homework on it, and the Baal is having them sign on the bottom of the homework. Like, what's the point of that? I don't know. But the point is, the Eidim don't necessarily know that the Shtar is really the Shtar of Gerushin. So it's not like the Eidus isn't an Eidus. The Eidus is an Eidus because the Eidim heard the Tzivei Baal, right? They know that the Meschayev wants them to do it, so they can be. They can testify on Das HaMeschayev. That they can testify on. The only thing is that we don't know that the Shtar is a Shtar Emes. They don't know that the Shtar is a Shtar Emes. Midrabbanan Chazal say that we don't want the Eidim to sign on unless they also know that the Shtar is a Shtar Emes. But that's not really a Tnai in their Eidus. The Eidus is really complete because what are they testifying on? They're testifying on Ikar HaMeis. They're testifying on Das HaMeschayev. They have a Das HaMeschayev. They know the Das HaMeschayev. Because the Tzivei HaBaal tells them that the Baal wants them to do this. So they and he says, I want to divorce my wife, please sign the Shtar. So the Iker Eidus is done. What do we need? We need some kind of secondary Eidus. We need an additional Eidus to ensure that the Shtar is a Shtar Emes, that they're signing on what they think they're signing on. So because it's not the Iker HaEidus, so there Eid Mipiyed is going to be enough. Eid Mipiyed would never be enough for the Iker HaEidus. But for a secondary Eidus, Eid Mipiyed is enough because the whole thing is a Din D'Rabbanan anyway. So Chazal HaMekel, that Eid Mipiyed can work to establish that the Shtar is a Shtar Emes. And this Chashash of like a Zilusa, that it looks funny, it looks strange, that they're signing onto something that's not Emes, right? So that Chashash is going to be removed with the Eid Mipiyed. Okay, this is one way to explain. Why is Eid Mipiyed somehow better? The fact that they're not being made, the Koran are not being made on the Ikar HaMeis, some of that makes it better? Yeah, because that's not the Ikar Eidus of the Eid HaChasima. It's just an extra Eidus that they have to give. Right? So as long as they have at least an 8 MPA telling them that the shtar is a shtar emes, then the Chachamim say that's sufficient. Yes?
Don't we assume that Dayanim are holding them, as you spoke in the past?
So that Dayanim are what?
Are holding. They know halacha.
No, but who says Dayanim are even involved? You don't have to give a get in front of Dayanim. The get is written by the Baal, right? So the Baal doesn't even need a sofer. We happen to use sofer in Bisman Hazeh, but the Baal technically could write the get the Edom to sign, give it to his wife, and that's it. Right? If there's no Bafanai to find after, you don't have to give a get in front of Dayanim. The whole idea of Bafanai being in front of two or in front of three, or that's only Bafanai. But if you don't have to say Bafanai to find after, so then you just give a get, Beinu Leveinu, between the husband and the wife. That's enough. So that's the question. If the Edom don't know how to read, so how does the Edus work? The answer is the Edus is an Edus that the Baal wants them to sign. That's the Edus that they're giving. After they give that Edus, maybe their Edus also is that the Gerushin took place, right? If the woman is holding the Shtar, so maybe a chelik of the Edus is that the Masira actually took place. That's fancy. That's fancy Shmuel. But the basic Edus is that the Baal was mitzvah them to sign. So Edmi P8, according to Tosus, perhaps it works for this extra type of Edus. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that if the Edom don't know that the Shtar is a Shtar Emes, so then maybe there is something deficient in the Edus itself. Maybe they can't sign. The Edom can't sign onto that Shtar if they don't know what's in the Shtar. Let me ask you a question. Let's say the piece of paper is blank, right? Let's say the piece of paper is blank. And the Baal says, I want you to sign onto the piece of paper, and then I'm gonna write the get afterwards. Can they do that? No. So we saw this Machlokas Rishonim about it, actually, right? But you're right. No is the easy answer. Who says no? Tosfos says no. So at this point, let's just try to remember Tosfos. Where's the Tosfos? Remember where the Tosfos was?
Dalamalf.
Gevaldik. Whatever. Yeah. Do you want to shake it?
I don't
know. Yeah, I think I should. Okay. Dalamalf. Gevaldik to you. Right? Tosis in that mezuyuf mitocho tosis. In that mezuyuf mitocho tosis, right? Okay. What did Tosis say? Lekala memra di sharina b'chos m'shalo l'shma yovel ha-hachshir zimnin di'achta mutchila v'yichta v'get al gabi chasim osam v'hosam leka edus klal dimkei mitam zeh gam b'shar shtoros ha-yolonu l'hatsu chasim l'shma. Tosis asked this kasha. If you're talking about Chasim Lashma, the Gemara says Rabbi Lazar will say Mizuyah Vidocho is possible, even if you have Edom Asira, but if the Edom are not signed properly, right, if it's a carve of puzzle, then it's Mizuyah Vidocho, it's going to be puzzle. And the Gemara says, but who are the Nami? That's what we're talking about. We want to find out who is the Tana who says that you need a Chasim Lashma. So they say Rabbi Lazar will claim that Chasim Lashma is also Mizuyah Vidocho. In fact, Taisvis, what's the problem? Taisus assumes Mizuyah Mitocho was that we're afraid we'll rely on the Ede Chasima Liraya. Not that we're afraid we'll rely on them to be the Ede Mesira. Right? That's Rashi's trap. Some of the Talmidim came over to me after Thursday to clarify that point. Rashi's trap is we're afraid we'll use these Edim to be Ede Mesira. Tosus will use them Liraya. Right? The truth is the Kasha of Tosus applies to Rashi too. There's no difference. Chasima Shalo Lishma, there's no problem. There's no problem in the Edus, the problem is in Lishma. So even if it's a Chasim Shalom Lishma, maybe it's possible for the get, it's possible to create a Chalos Gerishin, but it's Kosher Liraya. So if you have Edim Mesir to create the Chalos Gerishin, so what could be the problem with the Chasim Shalom Lishma? That's the Kash that Tosus is addressing. So in the middle, before he gets to the answer, he says, well maybe you'll think that what goes there, if we allow Chasim HaShalom Lishma, then you might also allow the Edom to sign onto a blank piece of paper. A blank check. Right? A blank shtar. The Edom will sign onto a blank shtar. Right? If we allow them to use Chasim HaShalom Lishma, so you might think super Chasim HaShalom Lishma might work as well. What's the super Chasim HaShalom Lishma? It's so Shalom Lishma that there's no get there yet. Right? Shalom Lishma, what are they doing? They're signing L'Shem HaYish, L'Shem HaYish, L'Shem Gerishin? What's... There's nothing there. So you would think that would be okay. So that's why Chasim HaShalom Lishma, Rabbi Elazar has to say it's possible. So that says that can't be. Because if that's the case, that would be possible not just in Gittin, it would be possible in Shar Shtaris too. Because that's not Edus at all. So if that's not Eidah's law, we pass it in Shar Shtaris also. So if you're going to be gozer in Gittin, then we should be gozer that you need a chasima lishma in Shar Shtaris, because if you don't have a chasima lishma, we're afraid that the Eidah might sign on a blank piece of paper. So Tosus clearly assumes that that's not an Eidah's. The Eidim can't sign first. No, the Eidim sign afterwards. First you have to have the Shtar. After you have the Shtar, then the Eidim sign on the Shtar, but they can't sign on a blank piece of paper. So Eshem and Kenzogin, maybe we can say that if the Eidim don't know how to read, so then maybe it's like signing on a blank piece of paper. Right? If they don't know what's written in the Shtar, then that's like signing onto a blank piece of paper. And we know that would not be an Eidus. So even if the Eidus of the Eidim, again, according to Tosus, the Eidus of the Eidim is on Ikar HaMaisa, it's not on what's written in the Shtar. It's not that the Shtar is Emes. Right? There are two points over here. Right? The Eidus could either be on Das HaMes Chayev. What Tosus calls the Ikar HaMaisa. Or it can also be Shashtar Emes. Right, that the shtar really is true, that it is what the Baal says it is. Right. So even if you say that the Eidim are not testifying that the shtar is a shtar emes, that's not their Eidus. Their Eidus is on Das HaMes Chayev. That's it. That's what the Eidus is on. So even if they're not testifying that the shtar is emes, but maybe they can't testify on Das HaMes Chayev unless they know what's in the shtar. Because if not, then it's like signing onto a blank piece of paper, and that we don't allow them to do, right? To sign, for the Eidim to sign, they need that the Das HaMes Chayev is written into the Shtar. How is the Das HaMes Chayev written into the Shtar? The Baal says, I, so-and-so, want to divorce my wife. That's the Das HaMes Chayev, that he wants to do what he's doing, and he's telling the Eidim to sign. So maybe that's the problem, that if, it's not for sure, I mean, there is something here, there's something written, they see there's something written, but there's this chashash, right, that it's almost like, with Rabbanan, it's like a shtar that's blank. It's like a blank piece of paper until they actually know what's there. But we know a blank piece of paper, according to Tosus, is not an Eidus. You can't really testify them. So maybe that's why they have to read the shtar in front of them. They have to read the shtar in front of them in order to like make it into an Eidus. I'm not sure I would say it's not an Eidus min HaTorah, because it's not like there isn't something there. But for them, at least with Rabbanon, it's like a blank piece of paper, because they don't really know what's there. So if they don't know what's there, how can that be an Eidus? How can that be an Eidus? So maybe that's why they need the reading. But because it's still not the Ikar HaMaisa, Eidus is going to be sufficient. Okay? So just to sum up, the Ikar HaMaisa, the Ikar that the Eidim are testifying on is Das HaMeschai, that's for sure. Eimi P'ed will work for the Kriya, either because the Kriya is just establishing that the Shtar is a Shtar Emes, and with Rabbanan, we don't want the Eidim to sign on it because it looks bad, it's an Issa Rabbanan, it's not right to sign onto the Shtar if they don't know if the Shtar is a Shtar Emes. Or we could say a little bit more, a little bit fancier, that if they don't know that the Shtar is a Shtar Emes, then it's like, it's domet to a Niyar Cholak, and we know Niyar Cholak, signing onto a Niyar Cholak, a blank piece of paper, is not really Eidus. So it's similar to that. So we want to prevent any kind of similarity to signing onto a blank piece of paper. People shouldn't think that if they can't read, oh, just like they're just signing their name, so maybe they could sign onto a blank piece of paper as well. So we don't want that to happen. So therefore, we need this extra Eidus. We need the Eidus of the Korin. But because it's not the Iker Eidus of the Shtar, Eid Mipiet is going to be sufficient. Okay, this is Shitas Tosus. Yes?
According to Shitas Tosus, how could, if signing on a blank paper is possible, then why is it not? It seems like this is a very important part of the Eidus. Then why would APPA not be a problem for this type of Eidus?
Because signing on the blank piece of paper is possible because we don't know what the Das HaMes Chayev is, right? They're signing onto something, but they don't know what's going to be on the piece of paper. They don't know what they're signing onto. Here, we just have to find out what they're signing onto, right? It's not a blank piece of paper. Right? Again, if the problem is that we're afraid that if we allow them to sign onto a shtar without knowing what it says in the shtar, that they might come to sign on a blank piece of paper too. So this is not a blank piece of paper, but they might come to sign on a blank piece of paper. Right? So then since it's not the Iker Edus, and it turns out it's not a blank piece of paper. Right? So then the Edus is gonna be okay. Eid Mi Pi Eid can establish that the shtar is a shtar emes, and it's not like a blank piece of paper. That's basically what we're saying. That Eid Mi Pi Eid can establish that it's not a blank piece of paper. Because if it were a blank piece of paper, then it wouldn't be an Eidus. They're not being made that the shtar is a shtar emes. They're made on Dasa Meschayim. But there's this extra thing that if the piece of paper would be blank, then it wouldn't be an Eidus. So the problem is, if they don't know what it says in the shtar, it's like a blank piece of paper. So to remove that kind of psul that they're signing only on a blank piece of paper, Eid Mi Pi Eid is going to be sufficient. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Was Rav Shas saying that the Iker testimony is on Das HaMeschayim and the secondary one was on Shtar's MS?
Yes. I think so, yes.
Can we, why can't we say that the problem with the Eid of not knowing what's on the Shtar is the problem with Zuya Pesocha? According to Tosfos, they're not going to... This star can't be used as Raya if they don't know, the Edom don't know what's written on the star.
If the Edom don't know what's written on the star, right, you're saying we're going to use this star the Raya. If the Edom don't know what's written on the star, what kind of a Raya is that? You have Edus in a star, you have Edus in a star, and yet they don't even know what they're signed onto. They could be signed onto a star milva. So what kind of a Raya could that be? Right here. What kind of a raya could that be? So if mezuyah mitoch was that we're afraid we use it the raya, so if the shtar, again, if we're talking about giving, we know that there's a das and meschayev, we know the Baal wants to divorce his wife, that's not a question. He told the Edom to sign. He told him he wants to divorce his wife, and he told the Edom to sign. Right? So still, the Edus of the Edom, the Iker Edus of the Edom, is not that the Shtar is Emes. Shtar is Emes is like a side issue to establish, basically to establish what you're saying, right? The Edus that we have of the Korin, Eid Mi Pi Eid, right? The Edus of Eid Mi Pi Eid is to establish that the Shtar is a Shtar Emes, so that we'll be able to use it as a right. So basically what Tosfos is saying is that ABPA can solve the Mezuyah Mitocho problem. Exactly. Right. That's a psul de rabbanan, Mezuyah Mitocho, that we don't know what's in the shtar. The Eidim don't know what's in the shtar. So I can't serve as a raya. But if I have Korin, will tell me what's in the shtar, so then it's not Mezuyah Mitocho. We have a perfectly good Eidus. They know that the Baal wants to divorce his wife, and now we have a perfectly good Eidus, so we can use it as a raya. So to solve that de rabbanan problem, ABPA is going to be sufficient. Because it's not the Ikra Maiz, it's not the Ikra Avis of the Shtar. Okay?
That's the second thing the second shot that we gave.
No, two means what's the second Inyan? Tosfos says that the Edom are being made on Inyan number one. They're made on Das HaMeschayev. They're not made that the Shtar is Emes. That's not the Edus of the Edom. But we want to establish that the Shtar is a Shtar Emes so that they'll be able to use it as a Raya. Right? Or it just looks funny. The Rabbanan, it looks funny that the Edom are signed onto the Shtar. They don't even know what's on the Shtar. Or maybe Midr Rabbanan, it's strange because it's like an Eir Cholok. It's like a blank piece of paper, and we know there can't be an Edus on a blank piece of paper. But the Iker Edus of the Edom is that the Baal told him to sign, and that is Das HaMeschayev, that he wants to divorce his wife. And that Edus, the Edom can't testify about. This is all within Tosfos. Comes the Rashban, Daf Yutesim and Aleph, and he learns totally differently. Rashban Daf Yutes writes, "Hada Amina Mishen Yodin Likros Karim Bifneim Bechosnim Ikadam Akshuba Dei Mipiedu." How can this work? It's the Eid Mi Pi Eid, right? Eid Mi Pi Eid is telling the Eidim what's in the Shtar. How does that work? Says Dr. Rashban, "Etiri Tzvizal Delo Chashivi Eid Mi Pi Eid Kevin Lo Misa Di Aikra De Milsa Nal De Amish Gak Kosav Shtar." Okay, that's Tosfos. The Ri is the same as Tosfos. It says it's not called Eid Mi Pi Eid. because they're not testifying. They're not testifying on the ikra ma'is. They're not testifying on dasa mischayim. They're just saying karkos v'shtar. So what are they doing? They're doing everything we said before. There's this idea that we don't want the shtar. Shtar should be a shtar emes. We need edus that the shtar is a shtar emes. A secondary edus. We need edus to prevent the niyar from being niyar chalak, to take away mizuv mitocho, as you said, tuvian. These are all dinim derabbanan, but they're not the ikar. So therefore, for that, ADP aid works. And then he just adds the same as Tosus, umi mistabeli, the bein and shnayim, inam ichad demistafi, minek esafi dainav, v'rab nachman. Okay. You need either two, or you need one that has emsa derab. V'ikamanda amma. Zokta rashba, but there's a yesh mefarshim that is a different pshat of it. V'ikamanda amma. D'hacha b'makirin k'tzas. Ela shagufan shala osyos mishunin k'tzas. V'en yicholun likos ela b'dochak. Rav Yehuda was having a hard time reading. He was mitzdar v'kari. He had to take off his glasses because he couldn't see. Yeah. Right? It was hard for him, but he did it. Right? So come the Yikamanda Amar, and they say, no, it's a different case. The reason why ADPA works over here is because they're makirin k'tas. They can see the letters a little bit, but they're mishunin. The letters are a little strange. It's hard for them to read. So someone's going to come to help them along. Someone's going to read it for them, because it's hard for them. If they really wanted to, they could read it themselves. But it's hard for them, so someone's going to read it. It's just easier to have someone read it for them. That's okay. It's not the ikamanda amra. That's okay in this context. That's okay in this context. V'nira d'hocha shayni d'gili milsa ba'almahu. V'get rami v'koi, come on, v'ovid l'gluye ha'idei acherim. V'b'chiha mistufu v'lo m'shakri. V'gili milsa l'kari le'edus. U'ke'ahide ishtamo d'inu d'achu ad'misnu v'b'sechaz v'lots. Then the Rashba adds something else. Rashba says, this is also just a gili milsa ba'alma. What, we're afraid the korim are lying? The Edom could always give the shtar to two other people and say, what does it say? If they read something different, right? The Korim said it's a get, and then someone else tells them it's not. So the Korim look foolish. So it's a milsa davida ligluye, right? You can be megala the lie, so we're not afraid. We're not afraid. By milsa davida ligluye, we're not afraid that they're going to lie. So in such a case, you don't need an Edus. What's the Rashba saying? This is all one thing, this is two things. I think there are multiple points that the Rashba is making over here. Let's take them one by one. What does the Rashba start off by saying? He quotes the Ikamanda Amar that here it's Makir and Ktas, Ela Shagufan Shala Osios Meshun and Ktas. Right? They are Makir v'chassim. It's not that they can't read. They can read, but it's a little hard for them. So someone is going to read it for them. What's he saying? What's the Ikamanda Amar saying that he's arguing with the read? So l'chora, the Ikamanda Amar is the shita that we've been looking for. The Ikamanda Amar is saying that in a chanami, maybe testifying that the shtar is a shtar emes, that's a chelik of the ikar edus of the Ede Chasim. Tosfos and the Ri and the Rashba, they both were saying that the ikar edus of the Edim is on what? It's on Das HaMeschayev. That's what the ikar edus is on. The fact that the shtar is a shtar emes, that's not the ikar edus. We want them to be able to know that the shtar is a shtar emes, but that's not the ikar edus, and that's why ADMP aid is going to work over here. Right? It's to ascertain something else, that the shtar is a shtar emes, that that's not going to be treated like a niyar cholok, but these are all like secondary requirements. The chachamim require this. Ikar adin, the edus is over, the edus is on das hamischayev, and that the edim can testify on, because they heard the tzirei ba. Comes the ikamanda amar in the Rashba, and he's assuming no, that a chelik of the testimony of the Ede Chasim is that the shtar is a shtar emes. They're not only coming to testify on Das HaMeschayev, they have to testify that the shtar is a shtar emes too. So if they have to testify that the shtar is a shtar emes, Edmi P'ed is not going to work for that, against Tosfos. Edmi P'ed should not work. It's like a good kasha. What's the answer? The answer is it's not a real Edmi P'ed. It's not a real Edus. The Edus is just Messiah. The Edim can really read it themselves. If they wouldn't be able to read it themselves, the Ikema Amar and the Rashba would say it's not going to work. Eid Mipi'ei can't work for this Eidus because this is a chalak of the Iker Eidus of the Eidin. The Eidus are not testifying just about Das HaMes Chayiv. They also have to testify that the Shtar is a Shtar Emes. That's a chalak of the Eidus Shebishtar. So if it's a chalak of the Eidus Shebishtar, Eid Mipi'ei would never work for that. So why does it work over here? Oh, it must be an Ukimta. It must be a case where the Korim are only Misayeya. Really, the Eidim could read, but it's hard for them. The Osios are Osios Meshunim, so they need to be helped along. Oh, if it's only a Siyua, if the Eidim Piyed is only a Siyua, that's not going to pass. So that's the Ikam and the Amar. The Machlok is Ikam and the Amar against Tosfos and the Ri as to what is the Eidus Shebishtar. What are the Eidim Hasima testifying about? Are they testifying Dafka Badas Hamischayev? And this idea that the Shtar is a Shtar Emes, that's not really part of the Ikar Eidus, it's like secondary? Or do we say no? They're testifying both about Das HaMeschayev and that the Shtar is a Shtar Emes. What's the Nafkamina? How much Eid Mipi'ed is going to be kosher? If they testify Dafka about Das HaMeschayev and the fact that the Shtar is a Shtar Emes, that's really just secondary, so then a full Eid Mipi'ed will work. But if the fact that they're testifying, but if they have to testify that the Shtar is a Shtar Emes also, that's a chelik of the Ikar Eidus, Eid Mipi'ed should not work for that. It shouldn't work for any part that's a chelik of the Ikar Eidus. That's why Ikamanda Amr has to explain that it's not really Eid Mipi'ed. The Korea, the Eidus of the Korea, is just an Eidus of Siyua. If it's an Eidus of Siyua, that's not really Eid Mipi'ed. It's not really Mipi'ed, right? It's not Eid Mipi'ed. The Eid Hasima are testifying themselves. We don't call it Mipi'ed because the Eid is just Misayaya, because they really could read it themselves. So that's not called Eid Mipi'ed. It's just B'Siyua Ha'Eid. So that's going to be kosher, even if testifying about the shtar emes is a chelik of the Ikar Eidus.
How do they read the Gemara if you say the shein yodin mitos?
It means they're not able to read it. They're not able to read it because it's hard to read. It means they.
It doesn't sound like kosher pshat in the Gemara. If you read the Gemara, it says in yodin mitos. I don't know how.
Okay, but let me ask you a different question. Okay, if you read the Gemara kipshuta, right? And you say to yourself, so what's exactly happening? The Eidei Chasima don't know that the Shtar is a Shtar Emes. And the Karma are going to read it. That's Eid Mipi'ed. So how does the whole thing work? It should be Pasul Lagami. Right? Because the Eidei Chasima have to testify on Das HaMeschayev, and they have to testify that the Shtar is a Shtar Emes. So how does the whole thing work?
So you say they don't have to testify
on
the Shtar Emes.
Yeah. But where did that come from?
It's not the
Ikamanda Amas. No. I think the Ikamanda Amas just feels Ein Yodim Likros means that Ein Yodim Likros Bekalus. It's not easy for them to read. They don't know these osios so well. Right? Obviously, he's learning into the Lushan of the Bryson. Right? Learning a little bit. But it's this kasha that's pushing him against the wall. He's saying, what does that mean? What, the Eidim don't testify on the Shtar? They're signed onto a Shtar, but it doesn't matter what's on the Shtar. That's not a part of the Eidus? That they read the Shtar? Now, this is an interesting question. You come, there are Eidei Ksuba at a Kiddushin. So what often happens is, you know, they're running to the badek and they want to daven mincha, whatever they're doing, the chassan wants to speak, I don't know. So when you do the ksuba, so there's a kabbalah's kinyan with the chassan. You have to do a kabbalah's kinyan that he agrees to all of the achrayas, all of the obligations of the ksuba. The ksuba says that he agrees, I'm the eflach, va'okeh, va'ezem, va'afanes, yisichilich, I'm going to cherish you and I'm going to take care of you. The ksuba is not just about death and divorce. It's about marriage. Right? I'm going to take care of you, and I'm going to cherish you, and I'm going to treat you properly. And it's important that the chassan realizes that he's accepting that too. He's accepting that too. And that's the beginning. The other is like, that's the extra. Right? The ikar is that he's going to treat his wife properly. And of course, in the event of death or divorce, there's a certain payment. Right? So we do a kabbalah's kinyan with the chassan. So there's always the question, do the Eidim have to read the ksuba? Right? Sometimes Eidim come up and they say, well, I'm signing up to the ksuba, let me read it. Right? So it's in a standard form. It's in a standard form. So, generally speaking, most Eidim do not read the Ksuba. They just, they maybe they look at it briefly to see the names or whatever, but they trust the Masada Kiddushin. You know, he says it's written, and they trust him. And the truth is, they're probably going to sit at the Chuppah, and they'll hear at the Chuppah what they signed on to. And I've never seen Eidim, like, stand up at the Chuppah and say, just one second, I didn't realize it said that. You know, they know, they basically know what it's going to say. But that's the idea, that the Eidim have to know what's there. The Eidim should know what's there. If not, like, what kind of an Eidus is that? What kind of an Eidus is that? Of course. So those that are machmer say, I can't sign onto a shtar unless I know what's there. I know it's a standard nusach, but like, you know, if you get a Sfaradi ksuba, some of those Sfaradi ksubas that you, you know, you sometimes go to the chuppah and they're reading and reading and reading, you say, where did that come from? They have all these extra things. You know, I'm a chai of this, and I'm a chai of that, and a little bit over here, and a car, and a house, and a this, and that. And by the time you finish, you say, wow, like, where, you know, halavai, we should have that in Ashkenazi ksuba. No, but it's important to read it. You know, it's important to read it. Like, how can you have an edus? How can you have an edus without knowing what's in the shtar? The Ikamanda Amar was bothered with all that kash, with all those kashes. Right? So he said, it must be... Talmud's not going to like this, but it must be that we have to like reinterpret a little bit, the Lashon of the Brisa, okay? It just dramatizes the answer a little bit more than we should have. Okay, yes, question.
Are we working in Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Elazar in this? Like,
Rabbi Elazar, why not?
So why would
either one, it doesn't matter.
Well, so according to Rabbi Elazar, why would you need that Eidei Chasima need to be signing off an Adas Mischayev? It's not, they're not the ones that...
Well, first of all, let's say there is no Eidei Mesira. Right, if you hold Afei de Chasima Karsi.
According to Tosfos, wasn't that just...
Okay, according to Tosfos, Rabbi Lazar holds that Dafka Eidei Mesir Karsi, but when you have Eidei Chasima, there's a Tikkun HaOlam to have Eidei Chasima, because when you have Eidei Chasima, even if the Eidei Mesir are not here to testify, but Mispam HaKol B'Hashanah said there were Eidei Mesir. So there is a value, according to everyone, there's a value to have Eidei Chasima.
They're testifying about Das Mischai, they're testifying Mispam HaKol B'Hashanah, so...
Testifying about the Dasa Mischayev. They are testifying about the Dasa Mischayev, and when they're testifying, so now we have a shtar, and we can say, Mistamako Vashanas, everything else was done properly. But if I don't have an Eidos of Eidei Chasima, so where's the Mistamako Vashanas started? There has to be an Eidos. What are they made about? Right?
So they made that's the Dasa Mischayev.
Right? And once there's Dasa Mischayev, so now we assume Mistamako Vashanas. Okay, this is the first sheet in the Rashbam. It's coming to argue with the Ri, and the Machlokas, as we described, is what exactly are the Eidim testifying about? Are they testifying about Das and Mischayev alone, or are they also testifying that the Shtar is the Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we'll have to get to the second part of the Rashbam. This idea of Gili Milsa Ba'alma. That if it's only a Gili Milsa Ba'alma, there's no need for Eidus Bechla. Wow, that's a really simple terence, right? The Kasha is I, it's Eid Mipi Eid. Could be that for Gilin Nusa Ba'alma, I don't need Eidus at all. What does that mean? Where does that apply? Okay, so these are some of the questions that we're going to have to address tomorrow.